In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Canons, dear faithful, the Gospel of today is very short. We have read that when 8 days were fulfilled for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus ends the Gospel passage of today, which is very brief, but the message contained therein is very rich. In submitting himself to the Jewish rite of circumcision, Jesus deigns to shed his most precious blood for the first time. This precious blood, of which he sheds a few drops today, is the same precious blood that he will shed in torrents on Calvary. At the moment of his crucifixion, when the Roman centurion pierces his side. This is the blood shed for us and for many unto the remission of sins. The redemptive significance of this shedding of our Lord's blood is confirmed by the name he is given. The divine child is called Jesus, which means Savior. In Holy Scripture, the giving of a name is very important, serving to designate the person and at the same time his mission. By commanding that the child be named Jesus, God manifests to us the coming of our redemption, which will be accomplished by the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross. As Dom Guéranger reminds us, commenting upon this feast, the incarnate Word is upon the earth in order to offer a sacrifice, and the sacrifice is begun today. The mystery of the redemption is so intimately tied to that of the incarnation that we can hardly speak of one without referring to the other. Let us take a moment to consider the infinite value of this most precious blood offered by Jesus to his eternal Father. The few drops shed by our Lord today are already sufficient in and of themselves to pay for the debt of all the sins of mankind, because this blood is united hypostatically to the divine second person of the Holy Trinity. At which point we could ask ourselves this question: why the cross? Why the cross when Jesus has already shed his blood at his circumcision? Why this cross that Simeon the prophet announces, and that will cause a sword to pierce Our Lady's Immaculate Heart? There is something crazy surrounding these mysteries, and not at all evident to the contemporary man, who fails to understand such a generosity, because his notion of generosity is as limited as is his cold, calculating heart, ready to give only the minimum. To him, the cross appears as unnecessary and thus foolish to some extent. However, St. Paul tells us, "For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe." In order to understand, we must remember this: that God is not greedy of his love. For God hath so loved the world as to give his only Son. As to this only Son, his infinite love pushes him to what we could call an excess of love. If the shedding of his blood at the circumcision more than suffices to pay the debt, it was not enough to satisfy the desires of the Sacred Heart of the infant Jesus, who is ready to shed it even further, even unto the folly of the cross, if this ultimate sacrifice would better touch the hearts of the hardest sinners. At the beginning of this new civil year, let us make a resolution. Let us resolve to better avail ourselves of this precious blood, so generously poured out for us by our Savior. May our contemplation of the mystery of the Incarnation bear fruit in us by an interior conversion. This mystery calls for a response on our part. Let us resolve to put the exhortation of St. Paul's epistle of today into practice. The grace of God, our Savior, hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.